The Tony Award-winning musical The Music Man, starring Will Chase and Betsy Wolf, is coming to Music Hall for 3 nights on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. This is going to be a huge production with performers from Playhouse in the Park, CCM's Musical Theater Department, the May Festival, and more. One of the stars, Will Chase, was born in Frankfort, Kentucky, which is a stone's throw from Nashville, where he appears on the ABC series Nashville. Will, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I saw one of your tweets said, go blue, so you're a UK fan?
Yeah, well, I'm fucking today, but yeah, I am a UK fan.
A lot of sad country songs being played down in the bluegrass this week.
Yeah, I may write one of them.
You've got a great part on the TV series Nashville with Luke Wheeler, who's a nationally known country singer, almost married, everyone's favorite country vocalist, Raina James. How does your work on this series fit as a country singer with your onstage performances?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't know this, if everybody would agree with this, that's on the show that have to perform live. Those are the easiest days for me when we shoot performances because I feel right at home in front of 1,000 extras. But, you know, it's a good fit for me just being a growing up a Kentucky boy and growing up in the sticks. I didn't listen to a lot of country growing up, but over the years I've had to, I think my percussion, having to play drums and drum set and listening to different styles of music probably played more into me being able to dive into country just like I've dove into rock and roll and dove into classical and everything else. So this is just another style that I was able to wear, and it fits, and I really like it. And add the stage stuff to that, so it was a good fit. When I read for the part, it was one of those moments where I'm like, oh, I know this guy. I fit this guy. It's been a blast, and I love doing it.
When does the next Nashville season start taping?
Well, we haven't been renewed yet. That's always one of those up-in-the-air crapshoot kind of things. We finish shooting April the 17th, and then we wait to hear about ABC's lineup. We'll probably hear the middle to the end of May. Things are looking good, but you never put all your eggs in one basket. So that's the nature of TV.
Do you get back to Frankfort much?
Less so this year. I was a lot busier on the show this year. Last year, when I was a recurring character, I had a little more time off. I live in New York, so when I do have time off, I usually go home and see my kids. But I get to Frankfort every now and then. My parents also get down to set a lot, which is a lot of fun. They get down here and love coming to see me on the set, which is, I find, very tedious because it's tedious to shoot, but they think it's very enjoyable, so I don't begrudge them that.
Oh, well, they're probably really proud of you.
They are indeed.
Well, let's talk about your Broadway career, which included Rent and Linen. When did you move to New York, and what were some of your favorite productions?
Well, I started my acting career in Chicago and then moved to New York and right away got a tour of the national touring company Miss Saigon. And I was out on that tour in the mid-90s for 2 years and then decided that, you know, I really wanted to be in New York. So as soon as I moved to New York in 98, I happened to get in the production of Rent, which I was an understudy for Mark and Roger. I loved it. Then just a slew of Broadway shows after that. But Rent is one of my all-time favorites. Miss Saigon, of course. I did Aida for a while. Most recently was Mystery of Edwin Drood, which was just a getting paid to have fun every night with the most incredible cast. I've kind of run the gamut in as far as musical theater styles and stuff. But I moved in 98 and been doing stage and TV ever since.
Well, you'll be coming into Cincinnati for 3 performances with the Cincinnati Pops May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd for The Music Man. For those who aren't familiar with this treasure, share the plot in your part.
It is a treasure indeed. I play Harold Hill. He's a, I don't know, swindler, for lack of a better word. He's a salesman, and he comes to this small town to sell band uniforms and band instruments, and he's never had a lick of training. And through the magic of musical theater, he falls in love with Marianne, the librarian. It's interesting to have been working on this music and the score and the script and stuff. It's a lot of fun. What was I reading? I was reading something about the composer. He had kind of written a little bit of what we now know as You Got Trouble. But it kind of spun out of him just telling about this pool hall in this town. And I love that in the musical theater production that the main character's first number is all spoken. And being a percussionist, I got my degree in percussion at Oberlin. It's funny to look at a score and to see all the X's, because usually you have notes on a page. And in this particular song, you have X's that notate the rhythm. So for me, it's a fun little way to start the show. Tiller Was You is in this musical. There's a lot of great music. It's going to be fun to do it with the Pops. It's a cheeky, fun celebration of music, of big band. So it'll be fun to be on stage with that orchestra, and I'm sure I will get to walk among the orchestra because it's a staged concert. Those are always scary things when they say a staged concert reading because they end up being choreographed and more off book than stage reading tells us. But I'm really excited to get to be on stage with that big, huge orchestra.
Your co-star is Betsy Wolf, who holds a degree in musical theater from UCCCM. Have you performed with her before or know her from New York?
Well, she and I did Mystery of Evan Drood together. So we sang together on stage every night. She is a hoot. She's an incredible, besides being an incredible voice, she's an incredible comedian as well. But she's great. When I got the call to do the job and Betsy was attached to it, it was a no-brainer for me because she's delightful. And I hail from right down the road. But yeah, she went to CCM. And there's a lot of CCMers in our business. We don't make fun, but CCM, they take over the musical theater world in Manhattan when they show up. So Betsy's great. It'd be a lot of fun to be with her on stage again.
I was a fan of the NBC series Smash and their production of the musical in the series Bombshell, which has been resurrected through a Kickstarter campaign for one night on June 8th, and you're performing.
Yeah, and what's funny, my mother and I were talking yesterday, and she said, hey, so I see you're performing this Bombshell thing. I said, yeah, I really, other than I know that I'm going to be there, I don't know what I'm doing. It's one of those things you say yes to, you know, a year in advance. I'm assuming I'll be singing the Lexington and 52nd Street, which is Joe DiMaggio's big song about Maryland. But yeah, you know, that was a lot of fun. That was a labor of love. But one night in June, we'll all get together and at the Minsk Golf Theater and do a bunch of songs from a fake musical. It'll be fun.
What does the rest of this year hold for you?
My life is kind of on hold with Nashville. You know, we wait till the middle of end of May to find out the fall lineup for ABC. So if they announce, fingers crossed that we do come back, I'll come back down here to Nashville in the middle of July when we started last year, if we do a full 22-episode order. So basically have about 3 months off. If we don't come back, fingers uncrossed, I'll be looking for work. If anybody's hiring.
I hope you do come back because it's a great series.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I love it. It's a lot of fun. The city's great. It's fun to be down here. It's a lovely celebration of country music. And, you know, it's a good throwback, nice primetime soap opera, which we all love doing.
What's it like working with Buddy Miller?
He's amazing. It's funny to not have been in this world at all. And I've recorded, but I've only recorded Broadway albums or one-offs for composer friends' albums or whatever. But then to go in the studio with Buddy Miller. I mean, it's Buddy Miller. And at first, you see Buddy every day or every other day whenever we're working on a song, actually shooting a song. But then you're like in studio and you have to pinch yourself. And then, of course, the studio is not even really a studio. You go to Buddy's house and he's got a studio set up. But you're like kind of in his living room and he's got like every guitar in the world and every banjo in the world and every snare drum in the world. So you kind of pinch yourself. But then Buddy's just a cool, normal guy who happens to be a brilliant musician. So I love going in the studio for him because he loves the raw sound. He loves those little imperfections that are in everybody's voice or in phrases because he likes to find the magic there. And it's not overproduced when you're doing a song that he's producing. So I love being in the studio with him.
Will Chase, thanks for being with us tonight.
You kidding? My pleasure.
And we look forward to your performances with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra next month and also on the series Nashville. Will be performing with the Cincinnati Pops at Music Hall on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Meredith Wilson's The Music Man in Concert. For ticket information, please visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.